The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about work. We both work from home, so our coworkers are our spouses, kids, and pets.
But some of you work in an office with lots of other people and their individual personalities. So today we thought we'd talk about workplace etiquette. You know, that code of conduct that makes your job a kinder, gentler place to spend 40 to 70 hours a week.
Well, I didn't always work from home, and I'm still scarred from the coworker I'll just call the yeller. I'd be on the phone and he would start cursing and yelling about something right next to me at least 3 times a day. So I would say my first etiquette tip is to keep your voice down. Remember that you're sharing everything you say with multiple people, and those multiple people are probably trying to concentrate.
Yes. Some other etiquette tips are stay at home when you're sick. If you're contagious, it's really not a great idea to drag yourself to work. It's nice to share, but not when you're sharing sick germs.
Another etiquette tip has to do with your cell phone. Put your phone on vibrate mode so you don't disturb others, especially in meetings, and also don't multitask with it in meetings. That means you don't go through emails or text people. You won't remember a thing from the meeting anyway if you do that.
That's right. Another quick tip is to not diffuse your essential oils or fire up your Scentsy while working in an office with other people. It might smell good to you, but your neighbor might smell a headache coming on.
So true. Well, thanks for listening today. We hope you have a great work day in an office filled with kind, considerate coworkers. Happy Friday.